So government increases their revenues each and every year. And recently, just in the last meeting, they're revamping their emergency powers. You know, their emergency powers during the pandemic weren't enough. They didn't have enough to enforce their mandates and all. So now they're revamping it. And you know what's included in that? Well, they've increased your tax, your fee on your phone. Yeah, that's right. It's gone from, I can't remember, it's 70 cents or 50 cents or something like that to a dollar. I won't mention that. But yeah, they get more money out of your phone bill too.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
O'clock in the morning. We're on 521 from Camden to Sumter. And goodness gracious, there's a lot of traffic on this here road. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Kershaw County Liberty Report. You know, just recently, at the last meeting, that now resigned Kershaw County Chairwoman Katie Gwynn resided, County Council unanimously passed a resolution saying they don't want anything to do with 521 being widened. Of course, we all know that was a major donor group that was pushing, because not in my backyard. They didn't want anything to do with that disturbing their peace. Well, turns out, after Katie Gwynn was gone and that clown show moved on, another clown show began. You see, there's going to be a special election for the chair. And as we all knew way back when, Ben Connell, now at the State House, a state representative, there's no way he can win that seat again. So guess what? Just as predicted, Ben Connell's jumping into the race. And then longtime councilman, 18 years, he's always wanting to tell you, he's been serving the people for 18 years. Jimmy Jones is finally jumping in to take the reins of the county. He never has run for chair before, because coincidentally, every time his term comes up, so does the chair. And so for him to run for chair, he would have to give up his own seat. And he was never, never willing to do that. Never willing to risk his seat. To take the reins and lead the county to prosperity. Mr. Perfect. Ben Connell, his Freedom Index scores in the low 20s. Had an opportunity to join the Freedom Caucus? Nah. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have any other choice. You got a choice of big government and big government. And the good old boys win again. The donors are stacking the dollars on both sides. The people aren't going to have any choice. The choices are all the same. That's why I'm fed up. You know, you look at the way things are going, the price of everything going up, and have been for years and years. And county council taxes and fees us, but a lot of times they don't. A lot of times they say, you know, we've balanced the budget and we're not increasing anything. Well, not on paper, but in reality, their revenues have increased tremendously. You see, there's a funny thing about inflation. Inflation hurts me and you. It hurts everybody out there in higher prices, and your wages don't keep up, and your guess what else? Your taxes increase, because most of your taxes are based on a percentage of your income or what you're purchasing. Take, for instance, sales tax. If the price of milk goes from $2 a gallon to $4 a gallon, government gets twice as much tax on that. Look at your property tax. As free money, easy money drives the market higher and home prices increase and increase and increase, every few years your local government reassesses your property value, and guess what? That's right, boys and girls, they get more money. So when they tell you, oh, we hadn't increased any taxes or anything else, they're actually misstating that. That's what is it? Malinformation and disinformation. That's what that is. Coming up to the big town of Rembert, a little small town. Not much here, but 521, traffic. Still, yeah. County Council went with the people. We don't want any expansion. So government increases their revenues each and every year. And recently, just in the last meeting, they're revamping their emergency powers. You know, their emergency powers during the pandemic weren't enough. They didn't have enough to enforce their mandates and all. So now they're revamping it. And you know what's included in that? Well, they've increased your tax, your fee on your phone. Yeah, that's right. It's gone from, I can't remember, it's 70 cents or 50 cents or something like that to a dollar. We won't mention that. But yeah, they get more money out of your phone bill too. One thing that has always bothered me is the way these county councils and state and all this love to have today and pay tomorrow. In other words, borrowing, and it's all tied to taxing me and you. All these bonds and all, they're drawn up so that you and I are on the hook. He says if the county can't pay, this tax right here will be increased. So they're borrowing on you and me. That makes you and me a debt slave. Is that moral? Is that just? why not save money and then spend it on essential things? Fire, EMS, those kind of things. I think that it should be illegal. Listen to me, people. It should be illegal for government to borrow money. They should, that could be the most restraining thing on government. Politicians couldn't promise you anything now without your approval because they would have to save. And see, in order to save, you'd have to, if by the time a project came to fruition, they would already be out of office. Or it would take years to get there. Travel baseball fields, for instance. If you really wanted travel baseball fields, you could institute a tax. And that tax would be for 5 years until we got $15 million, and then we'd buy a travel baseball field. But what they'll tell you is, well, because of inflation, that travel baseball field will cost $25 million instead of $15 million in 10 years, and we wouldn't ever be able to buy it. That's a lie. But again, inflation is the printing of money out of thin air, and they're chasing the same amount of goods with too many dollars, therefore, those goods cost more dollars. And it's all the government. And it's because government is able to borrow. If government was not able to borrow, there's no way that we'd be $34 trillion in debt. There's no way that Kershaw County could have built spec buildings and bought swamp parks. Then you got government grants. You've got your drunk, insolvent Uncle Sam sending money that they've borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve to send down here what these politicians call free money, in which Uncle Sam then bills you and me for. That is immoral. It is immoral for these politicians to take these grants. They won't take a stand. You know why? Oh, they say, well, if we don't take it, somebody else will get it. Making the wrong right, justifying the immoral act of stealing from yourself. These are radical changes to government that must be made if we're ever going to get out of this situation and become more free. Are you more free today than you were 20 years ago? 30 years ago? 40 years ago? I think all of us can say no. I'm fed up with it. Are you fed up? It's incredible what these people have done, and they don't know what they're doing because it's like Jimmy Jones says, this is the best system we got. We have rules, he says. All these boys are inside the same game of robbing Peter to pay Paul and increasing debt, increasing mandates, increasing regulation with unintended consequences. They don't know what's going to happen in 10 years, but yet they want a plan for 10 years. You look at what they've done over the last 30 years. Now, they wanted economic development. So what did they do? They went into the sewer business. They got economic development. They got housing developments all over the place. people started screaming, where'd all this come from? What, the free money from the Federal Reserve, low interest rates, all of it combined. So now you got boxes everywhere and the people screaming and the politicians come in and decry, oh, we're going to help you. We're going to help you. We're going to restrict this, that. But they don't know. They don't know what they're doing. It's time that we get government out of our business. Let the free market work. But it is so interfered with, so entangled with. Look at your medical, look at your, look in every aspect of your life. I often say, take a notebook, and when you get up in the morning, from the time you wake to the time you sleep, everything you interact with, write down anything that involves the government. Friends, by the time you get done, your little notebook will be full. Because there's nothing that this government is not involved with. Freedom is dead. Yeah, you got a choice of what to buy in the grocery store, high fructose corn syrup, and maybe even a little hamburger every now and then. But inflation is good for government. Free money is good for politicians. Debt is good for both. Free money, debt, immoral, all this is not good for you and me. Limiting government, drastically cutting government, restoring freedom. The less government, the more freedom. The bigger the government, the less freedom. Private property rights. Kershaw County Council is against private property rights, no matter what they say. If you don't control it, you don't own it. It's that simple. And in Kershaw County, if you got to get permission slips for building this, building that, permission to put a tin can on your property, you can't put this, you can't put that, you can't have a bag of trash here or a pot over there. One of the basic rights of freedom is private property. You have a right to bodily autonomy, a right to private property, a right to keep the fruits of your labor, and a right to voluntarily trade with anybody and everybody. Don't hurt anybody and don't steal anybody's stuff. Every law can be judged by that. Let's get back to natural rights. Get back to where, get closer to a voluntary society. I think there's some serious changes coming. I think there's going to be some shakeup. I think there's going to be some alternative choices. Something else to think about. What is freedom worth to you? That's Liberty Report. Till next time.
if a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? Once you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?